This episode is presented by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. Next up on the Renaissance Man podcast, we have comedian, writer, actor, and director of the new comedy movie, Back on the Strip, Chris Spencer. Coming up, I talked to Chris about the comedic greats who left their mark on his humor. Plus, we have a couple of special guests who stopped by the show, who are stars in Back on the Strip, Gary Owen and Faison Love. Let's go. Hi, I'm Jalen Rose, and welcome to the Renaissance Man podcast, proudly presented by the New York Post, a show where we cover trends in fashion, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends, coworkers, your mate. Share it with someone, anyone that you know can use some of this good old-fashioned soul food. This week's theme is keep the laughs going. This episode is hilarious. And frankly, it's probably the hardest I've laughed in a long time. And I thought I was just going to chat with the great Chris Spencer, my friend who helped start the Comedy Store on Sunset. And I used to go support for years and years and years. I thought we were just going to talk about his movie and what he had going on. But guess what? Who else decided to stop by and join us? Gary Owen and Faison Love, who also star in the film. And this conversation reminded me how important it is to be around people who find humor in everything. It's those friends, family, and loved ones who just have so many jokes that make life so much better. Coming up, I talk to Chris Spencer, Gary Owen, and Faison Love about, you ready for this? What their theme songs would be if they were strippers. Which cities have the best comedy audiences? And one, two, three words they use to describe Back on the Strip. Up next, Chris, Gary, and Faison. My next guests are two of the funniest, most creative people in the history of comedy. They have years in television, film, stage, and stand-up. They now have a movie coming out on the 18th of August called Back on the Strip, which is about a young man who moves to Las Vegas to pursue his dream of being a magician and, of course, only ends up joining a male stripper group. It is my honor to welcome Chris Spencer and Gary Owen to the show. What up, my brothers?
Hey, what's going on?
All good, all good. I appreciate you guys taking the time. Gary's on a flight. Chris is doing what he does, making others and himself continue to entertain the masses. And I'll start with you, Gary. How did your upbringing influence your ability to now want to thrive in comedy?
That was deep, Jalen. Way to go deep, Ralph. Back. This is gonna be a lighthearted interview. I think, like most comedians, our dysfunction is what makes us funny,
right?
You know, well, I mean, what's funny about a good dad and a good mom? Right.
So, give me an example of when that dysfunction made you feel like you were funny and you wanted to entertain the rest of the room.
Dang.
Double wide.
You know, you asking me questions. We gotta answer in private.
You're gonna make it private.
Airport, an airline live. These coffee shops, like, yeah, tell us. Sorry, on the phone. What's all these broken home Fab Five questions?
Because I want people to get to know you, and I want them to understand why you actually are now an official member of the barbecue every summer. Some people may not know.
Well, I think that the thing is, when you live in a trailer park and grow up like I did, when I joined the Navy and I realized, oh, black people have government cheese? Black people have powdered milk? I thought we had that. I was so thrown when I started watching Def Comedy Jam in high school. And I was like, wait a minute. They're talking about the stuff that we do. What is going on here?
Absolutely. You know? Government cheese, gray box, blue letters, so thick that you basically got to put it on fire to burn it and melt it. Tell me about those years when you remember, Gary, about how, like, growing up in a trailer park, what was that like for you?
The thing about us was, like, my trailer park was every stereotype you think. It was drug infested. It was, you don't know if the neighbor's your cousin or your sister. It was, you know, cars on blocks. It was, you know, they have to keep the water dripping in the winter so the pipes don't freeze. Mm. You got to go underneath the trailer, wrap the pipes in duct tape so they don't freeze. Not a lot of dental plans. Not a lot of dental plans. You go to the doctor? Every year, you remember when you played sports, you had to get a physical?
Yep.
My mom filled up my physical form every year. I never went to the doctor. Ever. Dude, we're not paying for no physical for you to play football. You don't even start.
You don't even start.
Those were starters.
Get on out there. What's up with your Cincinnati Bengals? I know you want to talk about them.
Yeah, yo. 20-0, 17-0 regular season. Then we'll get to the playoffs. We'll handle that. I think this year we'll see you in Vegas, February.
So I can't lie. When you look in the mirror, do you see an image of yourself or do you see an image of Joe Burrow?
Man, I wish I could say Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow's everything I wanted to be in life. I've been waiting. And you got to appreciate this as a Detroit Lions fan. I've been waiting on a franchise quarterback my whole life.
Preach.
Wow, ain't nothing like Jalen.
Preach.
Like it.
I'm getting nervous because the Lions bandwagon getting way too full. I'm like, I done lived this. You know what I'm saying? Now we get national TV coverage. We on Hard Knocks now. I'm like, uh-oh. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This may not be good. So tell me about the movie. Tell me about – hey, Gary, tell me about Back on the Strip.
It's just, you know, Chris is one of those guys that when he calls you, you don't even ask to read the script. You just trust that he's going to make you look good and you trust that the project's going to be good. So when he called, we talked about this like 5 years ago when I had my – well, 7 years now when I had my reality show on BET. And he pitched me it then. And then 5 years later, he called and said, we got funding. It got greenlit. Mm. And so I was all right. I just said, yeah. He was telling me like who he wanted, and it didn't even matter. Mm-hmm. I was like, Chris, I'm in. We're good. So, and then when the cast that he got, I was like, dang. That's when you knew your gut was right. Because if they're saying yes, I'm like, okay. You know.
Absolutely. Chris, call, people pick up. And I know you got to go, Gary, but before you get out of here and we're going to feature on continue to talk to Chris, I got to ask you, who were your top five comedians that inspired you?
Oh, that's a good one. Growing up, I would say, obviously, Eddie Murphy, Bernie Mac, Sam Kinison, Jeff Foxworthy, and see, Richard Pryor was a little before my time, so I wouldn't say he inspired me. I'm talking about people that I used to watch, and funny enough, this guy named Brian Regan.
You know what's crazy is you are all five of those people rolled into one.
Oh, that's crazy, right?
That's like if they say, "Yo, let's create another Gary." They would take hair from him, a pimple from him.
Wow.
Yeah.
When he asked me that, like, those are people I watched growing up, and like, you would see him on these different stand up outlets, and I'd be like, God, okay, I didn't see that joke coming at all.
Dope. You know? Dope. And lastly, something that none of us seen coming, I have to ask you this before you get out of here, Gary. If you were a stripper, what would be your theme song?
Man, that's a That's a really good one.
Play that funky music, white boy.
No, that's too easy.
Mine is Freaks of the Industry, Digital Underground.
Freaks of the Industry.
That's a good one too. Probably.
Barracuda.
I was gonna say Barracuda if it's a bunch of white women. And then
Barracuda.
White woman would be Barracuda.
He got to get on his flight. You might not say that one.
Yeah. I was gonna say pop that. Pussy. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. I just did.
You just did. Well, have a safe flight, my brother. We appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, man.
All right, love. So I have to ask you, first off, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
On your new movie, Back on the Strip. If somebody that has watched you continue to entertain those, make stars out of so many people, as one of your longtime fans and somebody used to come to the Comedy Store like way back in the day. Like, this movie is written, this is directed and co-written by you.
And produced. Yeah.
So I have to ask you, what went into your thinking about the number of people and the ensemble you wanted to put together for this flick?
It was like, you know, the original poster that I created. So what happened was, I was in Vegas, and you know, you get off the plane in Vegas and you see that sign for Thunder Down Under, and these buff ass shiny Australian dudes are strippers, right? And I've noticed for the last 20 years, it's the same poster. I'm like, these dudes gotta be old by now. They don't look like that no more. So that was one fold. The second fold is my brother-in-law, Adam Rodriguez, was in the original Magic Mike. I was like, yo, this is a movie. I'm gonna do a movie called My Magic Johnson.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
But listen, Jay, I called him and I tried to get permission. He was like, nah, we ain't going to do that.
No, we ain't going to do that.
So that's not what we going to do. And so my wife was like, yo, let's just make it a double entendre. It's Back on the Strip. These guys are back to stripping and they're on the Las Vegas Strip. And so that's how it came to fruition. And then calling the guys, like literally, the theme of magic runs throughout the movie, but it's actually run throughout my life and actually the process of making this movie. Like, literally, I just picked up the phone and called these guys, and without reading the script,
That's love.
The producers, we were in his office. He's like, I want to do this movie. And he does a lot of movies with big stars, but like big movies, like, you'll be like, when did I see? I don't remember him doing it. Like, you'll see Bruce Willis, and some Girl Scouts, you know what I mean? You'll see Sylvester Stallone, and he's a scuba diver instructor. It's like, I don't remember this. So he's the dude that puts big stars in smaller movies, right? Like,
gotcha.
So he's like, who do you want? You want Jason Statham? I'm like, no, that ain't gonna work. Pierce Brosnan. I go, no, I said, I need somebody black. He's like, what about Wesley Snipes? I was like, no, this is a true story. And me and my writing partner was like, yo, that's our first choice.
Remind me of Bernie Mac, that black ass Wesley Snipes.
That black ass. That was in Don't Be a Menace.
No doubt. Classic.
So, boom. He calls and puts Wesley on the phone right there. Yo, Wes, this is Chris Spencer's in front of me. He has a movie. It's about these male strippers that get back together after 25 years. What do you think? He's like, I'll do it. I go, that's it. That's all it takes.
That's dope.
What level of Hollywood is this?
That's dope.
Boom, here we are 2 years later, coming out in theaters tomorrow, August 18th, 1,800 screens.
Wow. You've earned that respect, my brother. All of the not only talented people that you've worked with, but the ones you've propelled. And as I mentioned in the introduction, I've gone to the Comedy Store when you first kicked it off. And there was a difference before you was doing it and when you started doing it. What are some of your favorite memories of those days?
Well, the Comedy Store was actually after. Remember, I was doing the Chocolate Sundays at the Laugh Factory.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one night, Martin Lawrence walked in and it felt like everybody, it was like we hadn't seen him in years. And it felt like everybody elevated off the ground.
Mm.
We were so happy to see him. But there's been magical nights with Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle was a regular. One night, here's what's funny. So they were looking for a host for Comic View. I was like, all right, let me show them what I could do. So I invited Chris Tucker.
Ooh.
Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy.
Ooh.
Eddie didn't go on, but everybody else went on and ripped. And I looked at BET, I said, name you me a host that can do what I just did.
Facts.
And I was like,
facts.
And they went with Ricky Smiley, but nonetheless. I showed him what I could do.
Wow, that is crazy. So this is an amazing ensemble cast. Can you please let the world know who's going to be in this movie?
Let's start off with our chocolate chips, who are the dancers. Faison Love.
Faison Love is a dancer.
Listen, he's light on his feet. You remember that episode of the Flintstones when Fred was bowling?
Yeah, I remember. Twinkle my toes. Mother had a car with a hole in the bottom when I used to watch that for inspiration.
Faison, Gary, of course, who you just saw. Bill Bellamy is an absolute fool in this movie.
Yes.
J.B. Smooth.
Mm.
We all know from Real Husbands of Hollywood.
No doubt.
Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then, you know, the first lady of the comedy scene, Tiffany Haddish.
Queen.
And beyond with this group of guys. But then we got some young upstarts, like young Spence Moore, who you may remember in Creed. He played the young Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
This dude is incredible. Like, you're going to hear a lot from him. His co-star, his love interest is Reagan Harris. The villain is a guy named Ryan Alexander. The woman who owns the hotel and dance club that they all came up in, Colleen Camp. You've seen her in everything from Clue to Enter the Dragon. She does a lot of movies with Mark Wahlberg. Ironically, we were just talking about him. Buddy Lewis is in it. Spanky Hayes, a young girl named Emmalina Adams, Karen Ward. I mean, it's star-studded, and then there's some people that are going to blow up very, very soon.
That's what's up. And as I look back at the comedy landscape, I try to designate what I feel like are the greatest comedians of all time. And I usually go back to those that have had memorable stand-ups in my mind.
Right.
So I have to ask you, who have the top five stand-up shows that you recall seeing?
Number one, Richard Pryor live in concert. Right? That's when he was in Long Beach. Monster. And this is in no particular order.
Okay.
We gotta go Delirious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, here's something fun. Here's a fun fact. Did you know, if you go back and look at it, you'll see it. He bought the red jacket and the red pants separate. So really? If you go back and look,
I gotta check that out. They ain't the same red.
They ain't the same red.
It's two different.
Many
times I done seen that, I ain't peeped that.
He told me that story and I was blown away. The next one would be probably Sticks and Stones, Dave Chappelle.
Yes.
And then probably Bigger and Blacker, Chris Rock.
Yes.
And then and you're talking about, and listen, say what you want to, but what's the one after Grown Little Man that Kevin did? Say it with your chest. It's a classic. There's so many memorable moments in there. All right, all right, all right. Bring the pain. Feel my pain. What's it called?
Is it Feel My Pain?
Feel My Pain. Hold on.
Yeah, make sure we get that right. I think it's Feel My Pain.
Bring the pain. No, that's Cass.
That's Method Man.
Laugh at my pain.
Laugh at my pain.
Man, to this day, it still holds up.
And for me, I always admire what you guys do because your job is to make people laugh that you never met.
Right.
That's the hardest thing ever. So what advice do you have for people who hope to get into comedy?
Well, first start off making people laugh that you have met.
Right. If you ain't funny amongst your friends.
Please don't. It's already crowded. Right. Come over here if they don't think you funny, right? And then you can't be in it for the money. Like, you really have to love this craft, you know what I mean? And, you know, I went and did my comedy special this year too, which will come out hopefully later this year. And it's because I have all these slashes, director, writer, producer, but my number one, which I want the world to know, is that I am a comedian.
Yep.
It's first. That's how I started. That's how I bought this house. That's why this pretty ass woman married me.
No doubt.
I'm funny. You know what I mean? Now, I equate this to high school. Like, we walked into a high, we're all in high school. Mm-hmm. And Jalen and Jimmy King over here.
Yep. Right?
And Kenya Barris and Shonda Rhimes over here, and then Malcolm Lee and Spike Lee.
I like where you're going with this.
Over here, and then over here is Mike Epps and Alex Thomas. I'm going over here with the clowns.
Yes,
this is who I am. I'm a
no clown. Doubt, no doubt.
I'm gonna hang out with y'all. I'm gonna shoot with you. I'm gonna mess around with you, but all day I'm gonna be with these clowns. I'm a comedian.
No doubt. Shout out to my brother, Alex Thomas. Shout out to Mike Epps, who got his club Day Days in downtown Detroit.
Yes, how dope is that?
Doing his thing, representing for the culture. So I have to ask you, just reminisce for me for a second. Mm-hmm. What are some of the favorite movie projects that you've been a part of? Because you've been a part of so many.
Movie-wise, Don't Be a Menace to South Central While Drinking Your Juice.
Classic. I done referenced it already on this show.
To this day, people will be pointing at me trying to figure where they know me from, and I'll name other shows. And they'd be like, nah. They'll say, excuse me, sister, can you tap that
white girl over there?
Yes, every time. So that's definitely in the top. Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yes.
I co-created that with Kevin Hart. And we're very fortunate to not only have an incredible cast, but the guest stars that came through, from Chris Brown to Nia Long to Shaq to Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
Like, we were very fortunate to have a 6-year run with that show. You know what I mean? And then all the award shows is really where I kind of cut my teeth, because, you know, what happens in Hollywood is, some, if you're doing stand-up, you and your friends are doing, somebody's going to blow up. Right. Mm-hmm. And so Jamie Foxx blows up, and now they want him to host the ESPYs. Well, they're going to give him a group of writers, and then he's going to go, no, I need my writers as
no
well.
No doubt. Exactly. And so
I became one of Jamie's writers. You know what I mean? Dope. You know, Cedric's doing a show. I'm going to be one of Cedric's writers.
That's Kevin, dope.
Tiffany Haddish. Like, you're going to want people who know your voice.
Yeah.
So what made me, I think, work a lot more is I can speak like them and them.
So all right.
I'm not afraid to tell them. I just want you to know Jamie ain't gonna say that shit.
So he don't have to say it.
Yeah, I'm the bad guy. Regina Hall told me to tell you this song is Dookie, and she's not saying it. And they have to respect that.
No doubt. No doubt. And I appreciate you take the time. On, August 18th, back on the Strip. Make sure y'all go support my brother, Chris Spencer. Tell me more about that stand-up show you got coming up later in the year.
Oh, so, you know, they always say black people don't work together. Well, I don't know what that means. Because everything I've done has damn near been black, and it's been black people. So I had offers earlier on to do a comedy special. I haven't done one since, I think it was 09. I did a half hour special for Showtime. But everybody's been telling me, let's do an hour. And, you know, people like Shaq have offered me money, and Kevin. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there because I had all these hyphens. I was taken care of. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I was like, you know what, man? I'm a comedian. And you cannot even really call yourself. I would be around comedians and people would be telling me how much they enjoy their stand-up and they love the stuff I wrote. Like, fuck what I wrote. I need you to talk.
Right.
Matter of fact, my good friend David
Neo Arnold talked about that. Yep.
My good friend David Arnold just passed away. He says, Rest in peace. All these podcasts, especially Straight from the Heart with Kevin Hart. And everybody comes on there and they talk about you. He says, I swear to God, if I've watched 50 of them, 43 people mention your name.
Yeah.
They always say he's a nice guy. He's fun to work with. If I ever need a phone number, I call Chris. And he was like, fuck that. I need these people to know you're funny. They should lead with Chris Spencer is funny. And that really hit me. I was like, yo, you're right. So no more Mr. Nice Guy.
I love it.
A special, I had finance with some friends. We all put money in and said, yo, let's believe in Chris Spencer. And it's called Yellow Belt. You already know what it could possibly mean, but you have no idea what it means.
Wow. Can't wait to check it out, my brother. I know it's going to be funny. And Phase on! What up, family?
We can't hear you.
Take it off the mute.
It's right there by your shirt.
Boom.
What up, family?
Got through working out, man. It's woo. Been working out.
I'm going to spitball you a couple of questions while we got you. If that's cool.
How you doing, brother? Gary. You know I love you, man.
Love you too, family.
My God.
No doubt. So, Faison Love. And by the way, Chris Spencer, you like Dr. Dre. Like, you got Dog Pound. You know, you got Snoop Dogg. You got Rage. You got everybody falling through. I'm loving this. Got Faison right after the gym. I hear you playing a stripper. You playing a stripper in this movie?
Well, that's why I'm in the gym now, because I had to add so much weight just to be authentic. And, you know, now I'm trying to get it off now. It's a little harder. Because originally they wanted somebody slight and, you know, with muscles, like they went out to Eddie Murphy, and Eddie Murphy was slated for the role, but Chris found out Eddie Murphy can't dance. And Chris found out that I was trained classically at Juilliard. I danced with Gene Hackman and Bozon Quonk and Alvin Shark. I danced with a lot of classical people, you know.
It's only right. The movie's out August 18th, back on the strip, that I ask you, Faison Love, your top five strip clubs.
I know something about that. I happen to know a little something about that. I'm going to lead off with the institution, Magic City.
No doubt. Shout out to Magic, the OG.
Gotta have the Magic. Number two would be Lil Nicky's.
Oh, Nicky. You
gotta be all about Lil Nicky's.
No doubt.
Number three would have to be Blue Flame.
Blue Flame, shout out to Killer Mike. We gonna be eating them wings all the time.
Number four, I gotta give it up for California. Star Zone Rosecrans.
Oh!
And then I'm gonna go back to the East Coast with Sue's Rendezvous in the Bronx.
I represent the Bronx, but I am a New Yorker. Ooh.
Wait, time out. No Magic Cities. No.
He said Magic City first.
Oh, he did. Okay.
He said that first. Way to keep him honest. He said that first.
There's only two I know.
People be sleeping on Sue's. I'm just saying.
What is Sue's?
Oh, yeah. What?
See?
Where's in the Bronx?
Maybe how we know we need to do as we promoting this movie. We need to be going city to city. Ooh. At certain establishments.
Ooh.
And testing their wings.
Right. There you go, Chris. Marketing promotional genius.
That's kind of interesting.
All right. Here we go. So
we could call it On the Wings of Love.
And I got a rapid fire segment called Gone in 60 Seconds, presented by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. I want both of you gentlemen, if you can, to give me an answer to each of these questions. And I'll start with you, Chris. You heard it a little bit earlier. If you were a stripper, what would be your theme song?
The harder they come.
What about you, Faison?
Mine would be Distant Lover, live version, Marvin Gaye.
Ooh, the legend. Detroit, what up, though? All right, Chris, name the city that you think have the best comedy crowds.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I know that
one. Uh-huh.
for me.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
For me, the Bay Area.
And Bay I think Area.
I'm gonna take the whole Bay Area. I think there's a reason why Chappelle and Richard Pryor go there, because you got every type of Negro imaginable. You know what I mean? He looks like a bum, but he used to be a professor at Stanford. You know, she looks like she's on heroin, but she just wrote 8 books. You know what I mean? So it's like crackheads with degrees. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's the same old dude you saw in the park playing chess. And he's also like, you know, the former mayor of Berkeley.
You got a fiddle.
Yeah. It's special about these black people up there.
What about you, Faison? Comedy crowds.
It's got to be Detroit.
What up, though? It's
got to be Detroit. It's got to be Detroit.
No doubt.
Detroit is always show up and show out. Whether it's snowing, raining.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
Always.
Yes. Come on back to that theater. Come on back on Wilbur. Come back on Jefferson. Come on down. We got y'all. And everybody on this movie, everybody, I was looking at everybody on this movie got a great audience in Detroit.
Yeah.
Yes. Most definitely.
I was telling Chris, you know, Mike Epps opened Day Days in downtown Detroit.
I heard about that.
And last but certainly not least, and I'll start with you, Chris. Give me 3 words to describe the new hit movie. Black at the Strip. Back at the Strip.
Back on the Strip.
Back on the Strip.
Yep. Black. Funny. I'm gonna put 2 words together. No, black, funny, entertaining.
There we go. There we go. What about you, stripper Faison, that just got out of the gym before this interview?
Can I use a saying by somebody else?
Of course. You can say whatever you like on this program, sir.
You ready? Watch out there now.
Watch out there. Oh, no.
Hey, Anthony.
Oh, no. Well, I appreciate
the call. Watch out there now.
Thank you, guys, for your intellect, your discipline, your talent. You guys have been entertaining us for years. And will continue to entertain us. I'm going to go and support. Our entire audience is going to go and support. And I look forward to breaking bread with you gentlemen soon. Appreciate the love. Man. Thanks a lot.
You know, man, we love you, man. We got your back.
Last call. I'd like to thank Chris, Gary, and Faison for stopping by the podcast. Make sure you do what I'm going to do, and that's go to the theaters to support their new hilarious movie. One thing that stuck out to me about this talented cast is how much they support each other's projects. There's a reason people say yes to Chris Spencer's projects right away without even reading the script. You know why? He has the trust and the confidence of so many in this industry. But you know how he got it? He shows up for them as well. So I ask you this. Who are the people in your life that actually got your back unapologetically? The ones that show up for your performances, like your post, retweet your tweets, come to your charity events. As a matter of fact, support anything in particular if it means something to you. Just remember, show your gratitude to those who give you light and love as you walk on your journey. I'm the Renaissance Man. See you next week.